that you can get this Botox stuff that you can put on your face and it makes the wrinkles go away. But then it also points out that up to 6 months later, you could have a terrible reaction to it. Wouldn't that be wonderful? And I do remember the joke that was going around one year about one of the women that were highly in the news in Texas. She was very wrinkled. And they said she went in for a facelift. And they had enough left over to make a pair of saddlebags. Yeah, that's awful, isn't it? Terrible. There you go. And did you get a pair of the saddlebags? Was that a joke on her? Okay, well, that's good. I wondered where that came from. But anyhow, you look at this, and that's wonderful, isn't it, to know that there are so many ways that we work at trying to get our clothes right and to be beautiful in so many different ways. And we really want to know that this is really where we are. And in Ruth chapter 2, we come to a second chapter. This woman is beautiful. I don't know what that means when you go back that far into history, but she was beautiful. When you hear about that, three widows in a house in a foreign country, at least for the mom, and they had terrible choices to make. And if you'll remember, we looked at that last week. They made those hard choices. One stayed with her family. One said, I will go wherever you go. I will do whatever you do. I will serve your God. I won't serve their gods. I will serve your God. And I will be buried where you are buried. And did you know that that was a tremendous, difficult choice for them to make? And the question is, how is she going to make that? She's a foreigner whenever she goes back to Bethlehem. She's a foreigner. She is an outcast. She doesn't fit. And how in the world is she going to be an asset to her mother-in-law? Well, chapter 2 brings us to Bethlehem and to a harvest field. What we need to remember about these two women in this story today, they are penniless. They are living by the scraps that they can get, whatever they can pick up. She comes from a good family, and she's well known and even kin to some very rich people. But she's broke. And here it comes. They're in the harvest field. This beautiful woman pleased God. Now, that's a big step when you look at that, because she was from Moab. They had all kinds of idols and gods that they thought about, but she came and made a commitment to one, and this beautiful woman pleased God. Do you realize that it's those very attributes that were hers that attracted a godly man? I'd like for you to read the text with me. It's in Ruth chapter 4. Ruth 2, chapter 2, verse 4. I'm actually going to start up here in verse 2. And Ruth the Moabitess said to Naomi, let me go into the fields and pick up the leftover grain behind one of those who whoever has an eye that I that I find favor in. Naomi said to her, go ahead, my daughter. So she went out and began to glean in the fields behind the harvesters. As it turned out, she found herself working in a field belonging to Boaz, who's one of the clan of Elimelech. Just then, Boaz arrived from Bethlehem and greeted the harvesters. And the boss said, the Lord be with you. The Lord bless you, they would call back to him. Then Boaz asked the foreman of this harvest, whose young woman is that? Oopsie. The foreman replied that she's the Moabitess that came back from Moab with Naomi. She said, please let me glean and gather some among the sheaves behind the harvesters. She went into the field and has worked steadily from morning till now, except for a short rest in the shelters. So Boaz said to Ruth, my daughter, listen to me. Don't go and glean in anybody else's field. Don't go away from here. Stay here with my servant girls. Watch the field where the men are harvesting and follow along after the girls. I have told the men not to touch you. Boy, that's becoming possessive. Well, he's a good man. And whenever you're thirsty, go get a drink from the water of the jars that men have filled, which was basically a no-no. At this, she bowed down with her face on the ground and she explained, why have I found favor in your eyes that you notice me, a foreigner? He says, because I've been told what you're doing for my kinfolk, for this wonderful woman that you're working with, that you're dealing with, that you're living with, and that you're connected to, basically is what he's saying. And so we look at this, and out in the harvest field, this beautiful woman was very attractive, but the attractiveness came first because she was attractive to God, and then the attractiveness came to Boaz. Naomi and Ruth, they were extremely poor. You and I may think we know what it is to be poor. Tell you what, we live in a very comfortable society that even if you don't have anything, you've got more than most of the people in the rest of the world. And it is amazing how much care is given. You know, you can't walk into Sam's or someplace like that without Feed the Hungry being right there. You've got to take up a collection and let's feed the hungry. Well, there are a lot of places around here where people do have to have that kind of help. They need to have help. And you know what? We are giving help to a lot of people. But in this society, everybody was fending for themselves. Ruth goes to glean in a rich kinsman's house or field. She is gleaning wheat from Boaz, a kinsman redeemer. You have to study that word, but a kinsman redeemer that is there in the line, but he's not next in line. You know what? He's got to do a little finagling himself. He's got to do a little work on his own to get there. And he says, who in the world is this young woman? Is she available? Well, if you're the head man on the horse, anybody is available. He's the boss. He is the boss. But he is not that way. Really is asking, is she available? Well, from this becomes a wonderful love story. And when you read it, it is a real love story. Because it is amazing how the two of them are brought together in such a way that it is just amazing. He says here, you glean in safety. You're going to be protected. You have my protection. Nobody will bother you. Not only that, he went over, went wink, wink, dropped some extra on the ground. And be sure that she is able to glean enough for the two of them. Boy, he was very careful to take good care of her. That was the beginning of a wonderful story that just, it's romance in the field. It started in a harvest. There was a way that was so beautiful in the desirable traits that pleased God and pleased Grandma, Mom. Everybody knew that this was above board. It was nice. It was done the right way. And when it started there, those traits that pleased God also drew a wonderful man to him. Notice the first thing, the first trait. Ruth was a good worker. You know, that's kind of an interesting thing to say, isn't it? She was a good worker. Ruth and Naomi, they were coming into Bethlehem and they were suffering grief. They were grieving because all the men in the family died. Now, I cannot imagine the kind of trouble that they are in because they own nothing. And they're destitute and they're in need of food. And she was willing to follow the harvesters to do whatever it took to get enough to take care of Naomi. And you know, that was her number one goal, to take care of Naomi. She wasn't looking out for herself. She was looking out for her mother-in-law. She really wanted to be there. And the thing that we've got to recognize is that in life, and in the life where we are, any work that is honorable and honest is everything that we ought to participate in. We check this and we find that all honest work is honorable. We really want to be willing to work and to do what's necessary for survival. How many of you have kids? Grandkids? Great-grandkids? You know, the more you get, the harder it is to get through Christmas, isn't it? The harder it is to get through Christmas. And yet what you really want the very best for your family. And so that's what Ruth was working for. But the second trait that is also extremely important for us to recognize today is that Boaz was cheerfully kind. You know, when you're the boss of a lot of people and they're harvesting or they're working in your fields or they're working anywhere, and you know how it is, when you're the boss, sometimes you don't always remember to be kind. We need to have that kindness because that's what he had. He literally spoke to the field hands, and when he did, remember what he said when he came into their presence? The Lord bless you. Well, that'd be kind of hard for us to remember to do, wouldn't it? People that work for us or work with us, the Lord bless you. We're afraid we'd be speaking out of bounds and be taken to court. The Lord bless you. That was very kind and very easy. And not only that, when he spoke to them, when he spoke that way, you know what he was doing? He was inspiring them to work harder. He was inspiring them to be honest and faithful and good at working. Getting the job done. That's the main thing. And so, when you look at this, in verse 10, Ruth was kind to Naomi and Boaz was kind to her. Don't you love a story that just has kindness everywhere? The inspiration to the workers, to everybody else that was around there. And whenever you looked at that, there are some graces that we all need. There are some things that we call graces that we really should have. Graces, we all need to have gratitude. You ever heard the phrase, you have to have an attitude of gratitude? That's who we are. We are God's children. We've been saved. And we ought to have gratitude that comes through because we are saved. Because God has loved us. And the gratitude that we have is not just to God, but it's to those people around us that are all around us. And it's amazing. You can always give them a bad attitude and then you're going to make an enemy. But if you have gratitude, you'll make a friend. I think that is important for us to remember. Also, there is the idea of respect. We're living in a society that has almost no respect for other people now. Have you noticed in the news all the junk that's happening? People just hitting people, killing people. Murder is up everywhere. And we don't want it in Shady Shores. We don't even want it in Denton, do we? But it's happening in our world. And it really is because we don't have any respect. And the very first thing that you learn whenever you learn Bible verses, be kind. We need to learn to be kind to one another. There needs to be a kindness that comes out of our relationship to God. And when we are kind to each other, that is an inspiration for others. Kindness is a catching thing. That is a thing that grows on all of us. We need to be kind to each other. And then I want you to notice the third thing about this, the third trait. Ruth had a growing faith in God. When she said, I'll go where you go and your God will be my God, that was important. But what was really important is that she followed through. She said and did exactly what she said she was going to do. She turned to worship God rather than those gods. And she learned to trust the God of Israel. She kept her promise. Where you go, I will go. Whatever you do, I do. I'll be buried where you're buried, but your God will. And you know, that was a growing thing that she had to learn because it doesn't just come natural. It's something that we have to nourish. And so we look at this and she kept their promise and she was there. And Naomi's continued influence was very obvious. I don't think Ruth just grew up being kind like that. I think she was taught how to be kind. I think she had a model that showed her how to have those attitudes. And I think that was Naomi. Naomi was not able to do the work, but she depended on her. She depended on what Ruth could do. And you know, when we do this and we can continue to do this, we need to take the time that is necessary with everything in our lives to take an inventory of how we lead, transpire and the things that we do for our family members to teach them how to serve God. You know, it's real shame whenever we lose a generation and they won't come to church and they won't acknowledge God. We need to show them how. They need to have examples on how that is what takes place. And the fourth thing that comes out of this is a trait that Boaz was generous. He was not just generous to Ruth. He was not just generous to Naomi, but he was generous to everyone. The generosity was just part of his life. And they found that, let's see, he's a kinsman redeemer. Naomi's little brain is working. She's working. And she's thinking, kinsman redeemer. Of course, there's an obstacle you got to get over. There's somebody ahead that would probably like to have that girl too. And he gets first rights. Go back and read that little story and find out. He scared the bejeebers out of that guy. You marry her, you might lose everything you have. And so he said, okay, you can have her. That was quite an interesting thing. But Ruth said to Naomi, boy, that Boaz has sure been kind to me. You know what? He really had. When you look at verses 15 and 16, she got basically 5.5 gallons of barley, which is unheard of. Whenever you're gleaning like that in the back, that was 2 weeks' supply of food. Well, you know what it really was? I think whenever he found out what was going on, when she found out what was going on, I think Grandma was having a pretty good time celebrating. Yahoo! Found her a man! No, it was shouting time for Naomi. What it is that is amazing is that sometimes we sell God short. We do not know whether he will do what needs to be done. But God always is on time. He's never late. And he brings just exactly what you need. And so we need to trust that. And so God was working his will out. He was working it out. And Naomi had a very short vision of what this would look like. God had a much broader vision. God was looking at this and saying, oh, wait a minute. Boaz. Obed. Jesse. David. Right on down to Mary and Joseph. How in the world did a foreigner get in that lineage? Because God put her there. We've got to recognize there are some things there that we need to get. And God works his plans out in our lives, even if we are in the harvest field. Doesn't matter where we are. God will work his plans out if we will work with him. And the fact is, Ruth trusted him because her faith in God got her in that list. She won't get in there any other way. So that is an amazing thing, isn't it? God is working in this church and working in our lives. And he wants to do something that is different in our lives and help us to be what we ought to be. It might be that this morning you need to receive Jesus as your personal Savior. Or it may be that you today need to come and rededicate your life, or you have a prayer request or anything else. Or you may just want to join this church. Whatever it is, I'm going to invite you to stand, come, and we'll let you come as we sing.